Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from The Guardian about Silicon Valley's ambitious, perhaps audacious vision for the future of work. A future where AI and robots aren't just assistants, but replacements for everyone.
Whoa, everyone? That sounds like a sci-fi dystopia, not a business plan. Is this really what the tech elite are aiming for?
Apparently so. Ed Newton Rex, the author, paints a picture of a VC dinner where a tech investor lays it all out. The real money in AI isn't just disrupting industries. It's capturing the entire global salary pool by replacing every single worker.
But is that even remotely feasible? I mean, sure, AI is advancing rapidly, but replacing all jobs?
Well, Newton Rex points out that heavy hitters like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and even AI pioneer Jeffrey Hinton predict massive labor displacement. Even Sam Altman admits jobs are going away, full stop. And it's not just software. Robots are rapidly advancing too, targeting physical labor. Think AI handling the thinking and robots doing the doing.
So no more human workers needed. What are we supposed to do? Just exist?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Newton Rex highlights a company called Mechanize, whose explicit goal is the full automation of the economy. And they've got big names backing them, including Google's chief scientist.
That's concerning, to say the least. Are there any jobs safe from this robot apocalypse?
Newton Rex humorously suggests a few. Taylor Swift, Harry Kane, politicians, and religious leaders. Not exactly career paths most of us can pursue. He acknowledges that current technology isn't capable of replacing all human labor yet, but he emphasizes the rapid pace of improvement.
He mentions GPT-4 scoring in the top 10% on the bar exam back in 2023, and now even better models are coding better than their own chief scientist. Freelance writing and graphic design jobs have already taken hits from AI tools. Driverless cars are becoming commonplace. This is happening faster than I thought.
Exactly. And with experts like Demis Hassabis, the head of Google DeepMind, predicting artificial general intelligence, AGI, within the next decade, the idea of full automation suddenly seems less like science fiction and more like a rapidly approaching reality.
Oh, why are they striving for this? Is it just about maximizing profits, or is there a more altruistic motive?
Well, Newton Rex suggests the generous interpretation is that they believe a post-labor economy will lead to unprecedented economic growth and improved living standards. But then he poses the critical question. Historically, what evidence suggests those benefits would be distributed evenly?
Right, the wealth gap could become a chasm. I think the less generous answer is, as always, money. Remember Mark Andreessen's famous quote, "Software is eating the world." Now Silicon Valley sees a chance to devour the entire labor market.
It's certainly food for thought, and perhaps a little unsettling. This push for total automation raises profound questions about the future of work, the distribution of wealth, and even the very meaning of human purpose in a world without jobs. Thanks for joining us for this fascinating and slightly terrifying discussion. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.